Yes, yeah, I'll be there. A lot of people don't know this. She has more number ones than Adele ever had. And as a solo act, she kind of just always lobs for the hard strings. Write a song that means something to her, to the people out there as well, that'll relate to it. They stream, or better yet, somebody goes out and buy it and it goes to number one. That's what it's all about when it comes to music, and she does it so brilliantly. Anyway, I did play this noise for you. It's something that happened the other day when I turned on an old computer. I would have thought that that would have given it away. A lot of people, however, didn't believe up on that. Dear God in contact. Oh, fuck, is that the Nokia special text message alert? And then Gerald texts me and says, it's the Wii, it's a Wii, is it a Wii? No, that's the Windows 95 startup chime sound. And it's something that you don't hear anymore. And you know, when I heard it, I kind of went, God, that's a sound that I haven't heard in years. Anyway, I did ask a few people about this. Said, you know, is there any sound that you just don't hear anymore that, you know, kind of makes you go, I remember that.
Something that I really miss hearing is the sound when you start up an EA Sports game or like FIFA. So when I was younger, I had a PlayStation. I used to hear EA Sports. It's in the game.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
And they don't have, well, I don't have that anymore because when I moved out of home, my brother kept my PlayStation and I never got one when I moved out of home, so I miss hearing that sound.
Remember the little Tamagotchi noises? Didn't they used to, if you hadn't fed them in a while, they used to go, didn't they? I never fed mine, so I don't think it lasted a day.
Biggest sound of my childhood was this.
Yeah, that's a big one. Ferg, biggest sound for me always had to be The Simpsons. Never watch television anymore. Don't even know that it's still beyond television. But I will tell you this, whenever we go, The Simpsons, you would know that it was 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening. THX Sound by George Lucas, which is at the start of every Star Wars film in the 1990s. You never really hear that anymore, do you? But you knew when you heard that going into the cinema, you were like, oh, it's going to be a good one.
You two play their...
Bastille of Pompeii. This reminds me of taking the metro in Paris, because you always see it right up in the old Pompeii. It always made me think... Oh yeah, Bastille in a song, big song called Pompeii. There you go. What a random and ridiculous memory for you. Ferg, you mentioned what was the big sound that I remembered from when I was younger. I remember 12 years of age, been at the back of mass, television on in the sacristy before we went down to serve, and Bill Clinton comes on the television and says,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, I mean, if you're going to hear something at the back of mass, if it wasn't coming out of a confessional, well, then there it is there, right there. We got Emmett on the line. Emmett, how are you?
Not so bad, Fabian, yourself.
I'm good, my friend. What is your sound that you just don't hear anymore, the one that just is missing from your life?
Well, we used to hear the door rapping, and mother would answer us, and then she'd be shouting up the stairs, Mrs. Emmett, it's Mrs. Quinn from next door, someone on the phone for you. We all have our own phones now.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, it's funny that you would mention that, and I could even like have a listen to this. Is this the type of phone we're talking about, right? The old school telecom Aaron off-white creamy phone that when you dial it, there's no buttons on it. It makes that's this it. Noise when you dial it. It's a rotary dial. Just like that.
That's the one.
Yeah, I remember well, yeah. We'd often have neighbours come over. Sorry, Mrs. Darcy, can we use your phone there for a minute? I left 20p there in the cigarette ashtray there.
Just that's the one.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing that went on, right? Listen, good to talk to you, Emmett.
Dead on. Thanks,
Fab. Good. Oh, you're so sound, Emmett, huh? You're so sound. Actually, Emmett, do me a solid. Do you remember owning a black keyring with about 8 different buttons, all fluorescent in colour, and when you'd press any one of them, it'd make this noise?
I think everybody did, Jen.
Oh, man, the amount of money that was spent in Desi's Pound Shop and Bannisloe buying those. Anyway, good luck, Emmett, good luck.
Good luck.
Mind yourself, bye-bye. Have a listen to this sound. This is one I'm having trouble with. This is one that was sent in to us randomly. It said, Ferg, a friend of mine has this on their phone as a tone. I don't know what it is. He told me it's from the 90s. Can you dig me out? I don't even know what that is. Have a listen. No, it doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, get on to us. Let us know at 0874-100-102 if you know what that is. This girl I'm about to play, she is back in action, no doubt in that. We know her from Dancing on My Own, from Call Your Girlfriend, from big old anthems like With Every Heartbeat. Her name is Robin, and it's her latest called Missing You. She performed this in Ibiza last week, and it went down a storm. On Today FM. She moves in her own way here on Today FM. Now, we did play this. It was sent in and somebody said, can you guess what it is? I haven't a clue what it is. And then the text link exploded on 0874-100-102. A lot of people saying, is that Kim Possible's ringtone? No, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. However, then somebody got in contact. I would say some 10,000 people got in contact and broke the internet here in Today FM by saying, is that a Power Rangers watch? And as it transpires, it actually is a Power Rangers watch. Remember the Power Rangers watch? Remember this like old one? She came out of it and she wanted to take over Earth after 10,000 years of being trapped. And then, yeah, Peg Sayers, whatever. Yeah. Everyone loved them. I never really got that. I think that was, I hate to say it, after my time. Anyway, doing up the last of your top sounds that you've got in contact with us about. Here we go. At number five, the Sega sound. At number four, we've got the Nokia theme tune. Interesting. At number three, did not expect this, Crash Bandicoot on the PlayStation 1. This is a really weird one, but we got this from a lot of people. Ferg, the start of Super Mario Brothers, where they go the do-do-do-do-do womp. Ah, I can see that, yeah. It's a very Game Boy-esque kind of thing there going on. And then last but not least, the last one that everyone associates, and this is actually a funny one, you wouldn't have thought this would be number one, and that is the sound of opening a video or putting a video into your VHS machine, which are pretty much non-existent now. That is the last of the sounds that you do not hear anymore. You definitely do not hear that at all anymore. Honourable mention to this particular sound, because this is one that we will never hear again, probably. The sound of a 28K modem getting you onto the interweb. And then, of course, that cheap CD you used in the shop to get in the first place said this.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yeah, that AOL CD that you used to use just to set up the interwebs in your house. All you need is a phone line and that CD, and you were away on a hack. Now, we've got a massive giveaway with you too. I'm going to give you all the details on that very, very shortly. But if you want to win tickets to go along to Belfast Vital featuring Steve Angelo, Martin Garrix, Zara Larsson and Chasen Abbey, those tickets could be yours. All you got to do is text WIN right now to 0874 100 102. Today FM, the